Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central Time, we're live. Mike Rivero coming up in 7 minutes. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Johnny in Hawaii, where Mike Rivero will also be joining us from momentarily. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Yeah, I just want to bring up something that you mentioned last week. As I listened to the lady you were talking to on the from the Eagle Forum, you mentioned a website, the National Vaccine Information Center. I looked that up, and that is really a good wealth of information on vaccines. They have some really good stuff on the HPV virus and the Gardasil that's and Merck makes, but there's one thing I want to bring out. There's a video on there under the HPV section, and the researcher, I don't recall his name right now, but he said that Merck uses a lot of aborted fetal tissue in their vaccine.
Oh yeah, very nutritious.
Yeah. So that means that they are in bed with these abortion centers, you know, and Planned Parenthood and
And if the mainline churches who want to all day yell and scream about cloning, which is bad, and all the things that are happening, why don't we hear Pastor Hagee? People should ask right here in Texas. Or why don't we hear Pat Robertson come out and say these vaccines are bad because many of them, a large percentage of them, it's not half, but I know it's something like 30-something percent. I've seen the numbers before. Of the vaccines are from fetal tissue, and then even more were originally cultured in fetal tissue, and then they move it to eggs or to insect larvae or other things. It's just absolutely amazing. And then there's all the human viruses that are already in human tissues, and then that gives rise, a lot of evidence shows, to other viruses that the government didn't even mean to put in there.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until I looked this information up, but I didn't know it was this bad, but it's really bad.
Yeah, no.
Anybody that takes a vaccine is nuts.
A large percentage is bred in dead baby parts.
Yeah, gosh. In Hawaii here, they're having Gardasil, which is made by Merck for the HPV virus. It's going to be voluntary, but the hospital I work at is, you know, they're just falling all over themselves trying to get this stuff in here as fast as they can so they can vaccinate all these girls. You know, it's just sick.
Well, that's because they have the price is about $175. I've talked to several different doctors, several different clinics, and I've interviewed others who've talked to the clinics. And it's between $145 and $185 that the hospitals, depending on how much they buy, pay per shot. Then they give it to you for about $360, to some cases $400 per shot now. And they're talking about it going up. So you're talking about over $1,000, from $900 to $1,000 for the regimen, and the hospital getting about half that money. So $500 per person they shoot up that these hospitals are going to make. This is the most expensive, and then of course the company makes $500. This is amazing.
Oh, you know, it is. It's terrible. Okay, Alex, that's all I had. Hey, thanks a lot for what you're doing, man.
Thank you. I mean, that's the payoff to give something this dangerous, this untested, showing this many bad reactions and problems, is that it just has such an exorbitant price. Then Perry claims it's mandated. He claims it's a law. He claims you've got to do it. No law, no law. Again, even if you're for the vaccine, maybe you're for jumping off cliffs or skydiving without parachutes. That's your business. But you should be upset by the fact that they're lying to you. You should be upset by the fact that they're hoaxing you. And don't believe me. Just type state vaccination laws, state vaccination regulations. Type in the name of your state, say Ohio or Illinois or Texas, say Texas. And then after it, add vaccine waiver form. And it will pop up at your state health department. They have it in every school. It's the law. And by the way, there's no law you even have to sign that. They try to give it a color of law by asking you to do that. The courts have all ruled. The case precedents are mountainous, voluminous, colossal, gargantuan, that you don't even have to fill out the form. It's another hoax. Mike Rivero, straight ahead.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Michael Rivero joins us. We're going to try to flesh out what's happening in the next hour with a Northwest pilot from rural Glendon alleges 9/11 cover-up. Field McDonald is convinced that 9/11 terrorist attacks are being covered up. We'll get his take. Appreciate him agreeing to come on today on short notice in the third hour. We'll have open phones throughout the next 2 hours. Michael Rivero has been closely following the Scooter Libby trial and now the verdict that was announced about an hour and 5 minutes ago. As of the last break, they're still having a big press conference up there with the prosecutors and everybody talking about it, found guilty on 4 of the 5 counts. Then we'll get into all the new Building 7 BBC early false start announcement report and a lot more with Michael Rivero. And, of course, your calls, toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Mike Rivero, of course, runs the website that's been up since the mid-1990s, whatreallyhappened.com, first breaking big news on the Vince Foster assassination murder. Mike, good to have you on with us.
Well, good to be on the show once again, Alex. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You also do a one-hour news report Saturdays.
Yes, I do. It's the What Really Happened radio show on GCN Live, and it runs from 11 a.m. to 12 noon on Central Time. This Saturday's show will be, again, about 9/11, and the following show will be about the USS Liberty.
And it's an excellent program. I've tuned in several times. Let's get into the Scooter Libby situation first. Give us your analysis.
Well, where I'm like you, I'm watching the special report on the verdict. He was found guilty on four of the five charges. The only one they found him not guilty on was lying to the FBI. But what's very interesting to watch is the reaction of the White House to the verdicts. They're already talking about a potential pardon because I'm sure the last thing Bush wants is for Libby to start talking to prosecutors about turning state's evidence in exchange for a reduction of the sentence, because it's important for everybody to remember that what this is all about isn't about Scooter Libby. It's about Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson and the forged Niger documents that were used to claim that Iraq was buying uranium to build bombs with. Was one of the key cornerstones of Bush's 2003 State of the Union speech, and he said, we have proof Iraq is seeking to buy uranium, and since they don't have a power reactor, they must be building bombs. And Joe Wilson went to investigate that claim, found it to be false, came back, tried to blow the whistle, and that was when his wife was outed to try, as a side effect of trying to destroy his credibility on this report. So all of this tracks back to the lies about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. I'm sure the media is going to be focusing on Libby's guilt, but it's important for people to remember that there is a story behind here that has to be remembered.
Now, we're getting a report, several reports actually, the big one out of the London Evening Standard. Will a blood clot force Cheney to step down? He's never stepped down for any other reason, even though he's got more artificial parts than Darth Vader, basically, and more vascular problems than really anybody I can think of. They're talking now, maybe Cheney will step down. Is this some type of preparatory trial balloon to maybe cut loose Dick Cheney, or do you think it's really health problems, or do you think he's going to stay on?
I have been hearing inside rumors that Cheney might step down in order to get out of the way of some pending prosecutions and also to allow Bush to sort of patch the GOP's image and reputation going into the 2008 election.
And that would be a big stunt to have Condoleezza Rice parading around. Oh, look, she's a woman. Oh, she's black. Everything's wonderful now.
Yeah, very much like that, and possibly even position her as a potential VP candidate in 2008. Or even a presidential candidate if the Democrats put up Hillary as a candidate. But I think it's very important to look at the recent promotion in Condoleezza Rice's office as to who is now her deputy, who would become Secretary of State if Condi was tapped to be the replacement vice president.
It's a top neocon.
So there's a lot of shifting going on.
It's a top neocon. Let's talk about him.
Well, his name is, I'm blanking on his first name, his last name is Cohen, and as you say, he is a staunch neocon, pro-Israel, pro-war supporter, and I think a lot of people are viewing his promotion as a clear sign that the invasion of Iran is still being seriously considered, at least within the administration itself.
Why do you think Bush ever brought Cheney in? I mean, he's had five heart attacks. They say four. It's more than probably five. He's got so many problems. He had a first heart attack back in the 70s at 37 years of age. I mean, how long do you think Cheney can hang on? Do you think he can hang on another year and a half?
With good medical care and reduction of stress and probably back off the drinking and shotgunning, yeah, he could probably continue to stay healthy. But I think Cheney basically came in as part of the package deal that got W into the White House, because obviously George Bush Sr. was having to pull together a lot of disparate agendas in order to basically take back the White House and continue the agenda of war in the Middle East. And I think Cheney just came in with a lot of those corporate connections and money connections that they really needed. So a lot of people see Dick Cheney as much the power behind the Oval Office as George Sr. And in fact, up until the Iraq War began to really go wrong, most observers saw Dick Cheney as possibly having more control over the Oval Office than George Sr. did. So that may be shifting back again. I think W has kind of really messed things up, and he's gone running to Daddy to fix it for him. So George Sr., I think, has a lot more control now, and that may be yet another factor for all this talk about Dick Cheney resigning for health reasons.
I've heard neocons on talk radio now pushing Barack Obama like he's a good guy. I tell you, when the neocons and the Democrats are pushing somebody, I know they're bad news. Your take on Barack Obama?
Well, Barack Obama, as far as I'm concerned, this last week where he's talking about the U.S. does not have a right to tell Israel how to run its defenses, we must maintain the special defense relationship, so forth and so on, he's immediately off my list of people I might vote for, because right now my policy going into the 2008 election is that America needs leaders who put America first, second, and third, and, you know, we've had enough of all these politicians who get into power and then say, oh, let's see what Israel needs and what Israel wants. We're in a situation right now where our Congress is getting ready to borrow $5 billion from China to turn around and give to Israel. And obviously Congress is not going to personally underwrite those payments. You and I and all the rest of our listeners are going to be picking up that tab along with all the other borrowed money for the war spending that's been going
on. The
war
has already cost $600 billion, and that's on budget. There's a lot of other secret spending. Congressman Paul says within a year and a half it will be $1 trillion.
Easily it will be that. Truth is always the first casualty of war. We know that on September 10th, 2001, one day before whatever it is that actually happened on that day, Donald Rumsfeld had admitted the Pentagon had lost track of some $2.3 trillion, with a T, dollars.
And now that number's gone up.
I'm sorry?
And now that number's gone up.
Now that number has gone up, but of course that should have been the scandal of defense spending of the decade, but of course 24 hours later everybody was looking at the World Trade Center and that story was completely forgotten. So Donald Rumsfeld was either very, very lucky in picking his timing to make that damaging announcement, or he knew that the newspapers would be looking at something else the next day.
They also unexpectedly brought up China 3 days after, and it gave them admission to the World Trade Organization. They did quite a bit on that date.
Yes, they did. It was very much of a data dump. All the bad things they didn't want the public to react to were done just before 9/11, and everybody was appropriately distracted when the World Trade Towers came down.
Let's shift gears in the rest of this segment into the next, Mike Rivero, on the WTC revelations that exploded into being one of the biggest internet stories last week into this week. Give us your take on the BBC false start, the two different BBC tapes, and the CNN report, and now your observation as a special effects expert who's done that in Hollywood and still works with that in international television right now. You've now noticed some things about those fires. Give us your analysis.
Okay, well, this breaking story last week, and it was, of course, covered on your websites rather extensively, involved the unearthing of a BBC archive tape that shows the BBC announcing the collapse of World Trade Center 7, otherwise known as the Salomon Brothers Building, announcing that it had collapsed 20 minutes before it had actually come down. And a lot of people were saying, well, it's just a mistake in the archive timing, but the Internet Archive has now confirmed the timing of the tapes, and what really made this such a story was that this broadcast included a live shot of a BBC female reporter who was reporting on the collapse of World Trade Center 7, and in the background behind her, you can clearly see the building is still standing. Now, the reason this has raised a lot of eyebrows is because as of 9/11, for the whole 100-year history of building skyscrapers, no steel frame building had ever collapsed from fire alone. As a good example, the first Interstate Bank building in Los Angeles had burned right down to the steel frame for several floors and yet remained standing, including all the weight above the fire zone. So this idea that anybody could have looked at the few fires in World Trade Center 7 and said, oh, yes, this building is going to collapse, it just doesn't make any sense. Nobody was in a position to say, yes, this building is going to come down. So this has definitely said somebody had to be going out there and saying the building was going to come down before it did. This brings us to the CNN broadcast, where the announcer starts to say the building has collapsed, and then he quickly backs up and says, or is collapsing, because again, on the feed, the video feed, World Trade Center 7 is still standing. Now, I'm going back through the Nodet Brothers documentary, and I'm finding additional clips where the police are warning people, you got to get away, this building's going to come down, this building's going to come down. And very obviously, somebody was putting out this warning that the building was about to come down. How did they know? Well, this gets us back to the manner in which World Trade Center 7 came down. If you've ever looked at the videos of how that building came down, it looks exactly like a controlled demolition. It comes straight down, pancaking into its own footprint. The buildings on either side...
Michael Rivero, stay there. We'll finish it up on the other side and talk about where the story goes from here. I'm Alex Jones. It's Genesis Communications.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Spark Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Way up, way up, go north to Alaska, go north for precious gold. North to Alaska.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Big Sam.
We're talking to Michael Rivero. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. We talk about the buildup for war with Iran. Is that still on? Is it off? We pray so. We'll also get into the new Oklahoma City revelations that are huge that have been coming out. But Mike Rivero continuing with Building 7. You have all these firemen, police, medical workers saying, we were told get back. The government was going to bring it down. We've got Silverstein saying it. We've got a controlled demolition, classic central column blown, imploding in on its own footprint. The listeners know that. But then on top of it, now we have CNN and BBC reporting 20-something minutes before, CNN an hour and 7 minutes before, Building 7 has collapsed. Now, Aaron Brown's smart enough at CNN to turn around and go, or it's going to collapse, because he's a New Yorker, he knew. I mean, clearly, they go this just in. It's shades of New Zealand and other places reporting that Lee Harvey Oswald was the killer before he'd even been announced or arrested. It's shades of Pearl Harbor, the Honolulu Advertiser, and other papers reporting we'll be attacked on December 7th. I mean, this is really a false start where somebody screwed up. I mean, don't we have them red-handed here? I mean, isn't this the coup de grace, the cherry on top, the final straw that I see it convincing a lot of people that weren't convinced before?
Yeah, it is. For those who really weren't sure, who were still kind of saying, well, conspiracy theory, got to stay away. Yeah, they really don't have an answer for this one. And I think what is emerging as the likely scenario is that Flight 93 was intended to strike World Trade Center 7 and be the proximate cause of that collapse. But what's very interesting, and again going back to the No Day Brothers documentary, the firemen were being told there was a third airplane on its way to New York while the World Trade Towers were still standing. They were all told a third plane was coming in and headed their way. So my suspicion is that that was Flight 93. Something happened on that plane where the crew possibly regained control of the aircraft, and the plane then had to be shot down. But this left World Trade Center 7 still standing, possibly already rigged for the, would have to have already been rigged for the demolition at that
point.
And
then people say, well, how would they plant bombs? The government would get caught. It was a government-controlled building.
Absolutely it was. And there's another factor that people need to keep in mind. Because there were so many government offices in that building, it was built to be bomb and fireproof. Ignoring the issue about the steel frame, the building itself was designed to not burn. Because of all the government offices that were kept in there. So that's another issue. Now, regarding the fires, and this is something I noticed this last week, if you go back and you look at photographs of real building fires, there's always a central hot spot, and then as you get away from that hot spot, the fires fall off and fall off and fall off until you reach areas where there's no fire at all. But looking at the World Trade Center 7 building, it looks like the way we would set fires, fake fires on a building to make it look like it's burning for a TV show without really burning the building. In other words, if you look carefully, it's just there's a fire right up against the glass for a couple of windows, then nothing. Then another fire up against the glass for a couple of windows, and then nothing. There's no hot.
That's the key.
Floor.
It's the same signature. It's not some against windows and then some in the core. It's just a few spots with it right up against the windows with nothing burning right above it.
Yeah, exactly. And the more I looked at it,
now let's add, you're a special effects. I mean, you've done it for movies, TV shows. This is what you do.
Yeah, I've worked in the film industry for almost 30 years now in visual and special effects. I used to have a Powderman's card. Now I do more the computer animation type work. But I've seen a lot of TV shows where we've had to make a building look like it's on fire. We do it with propane jets and a lot of safety equipment, so please don't try this at home, kids. But generally, the fires always look the same way. There's fire coming out of a few selected locations and then nothing else anywhere else. And I think what happened is when they realized Flight 93 was not going to be available to crash into the building, somebody ran up into the building real quick and just set some fires against the glass on a couple of floors so they could say, oh, the building is burning and it's going to fall down. Then they went ahead and simply executed the demolition. But if you go back and look at photos of buildings that collapse from structural failure, they always tip over in the direction of the structural weakness. They don't come straight down flat. For a building to pancake straight down the way World Trade Center 7 did, all the load-bearing members must be cut at the exact same moment in time, or the building will tip. And in fact,
it tips and falls into other structures and then actually creates support. That happened. They had a few second delay two Sundays ago in Austin trying to blow up the Intel building, and the demolition failed because of the slight delay.
Yeah, and the building tipped over. But there was a Dutch controlled demolitions expert who saw the video of World Trade Center 7, and the first thing he said is, that's a controlled demolition. This isn't a terrorist attack. And I think experts around the world pretty much have decided that World Trade Center 7 is the weakest part of the official story of 9/11.
It certainly is. Michael Rivera is our guest. We'll continue the discussion on this huge story. Get into Oklahoma City. Cover Iran. Take your calls on the other side of this quick break. His website's whatreallyhappened.com. My sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with No BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
Rivero is our guest. Your calls, Harry, Tim, Mike, Mark, Brett, Josh, and others are coming up here in a few minutes. Mike, I do respect your view and your analysis on things because you've been proven right so many times in the past. You do original research and really try to stick to the facts. But projecting forward, any other facets to Building 7 or 9/11 that need to be covered? And then from there, where do you see the whole movement going? I mean, what is the establishment going to do? As more and more evidence piles on top of evidence, and as more people independently can look at the facts and even discover more stuff that just adds to this literal Himalayan mountain range of evidence, what do you see happening?
I see the defenders of the orthodoxy, the defenders of the myth, basically doing nothing because there's really nothing that they can do. I don't think they're going to start trying to prosecute 9/11 denial the way they try and do with Holocaust denial. But ultimately, the government can't acknowledge what everybody knows. And I think they're probably relying on people to simply sit and wait for some kind of an official investigation or acknowledgement. And so it becomes a waiting game. One of the guests I had on my show last Saturday was basically saying, we need a new official investigation. And I'm saying, what's the reason for that? They're just going to come up with another reason why it's all conspiracy theory and everything's wonderful. You have about as much luck asking Jeffrey Dahmer to investigate cannibalism in Milwaukee. You know, it's just not going to happen. So I think the point is that we need to take the attitude of, we figured out what happened on 9/11. We were lied to. And the fine details really don't matter. We know we were lied to about 9/11. It is a gigantic, hideous, lethal hoax that has been played on all of us. And I think it's a foolish errand to sit there and wait and say, we're going to wait for the government to admit that they were wrong. They never will. But we know they were wrong. We don't have to prove it. The government has to prove they are telling the truth about everything else from now on. Because not just 9/11, but Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, all of these lies that we've caught them in, the burden of proof has shifted. The government, we know the government is lying. We ought to just behave as if we understand that to be true without waiting for the government to stamp it and say, yes, you're right, you caught us lying, because they never will. They'll just stonewall it forever. So skip them. You know, the government is literally marginalizing themselves.
Let me raise this point. That's exactly where I was going. When you have major scientific polls where Congress has a 14% approval rating, Cheney's has now fallen to 11%, the lowest ever, even, you know, Spiro Agnew had a higher one than that. Across the board, both parties are detested and distrusted. It seems that the globalists have blown any lead they had and have really discredited themselves, because they've now been convicted in the court of public opinion on the WMDs, on the amnesty issues, on 100 national ID cards, Patriot Act, 9/11, Oklahoma City. It's all coming out now. How much of this can they take? Because 20, 30, 10 years ago even, you would have one party in favor conning everybody, the other party out. They could still double-team us. Now people have found out that, like professional wrestling, this is indeed staged.
Very much so. Both parties are equally complicit. And as you get into the election seasons, what you have to understand is the candidates will find certain issues or manufacture certain issues that they can debate each other on, but they will never go into the areas that really strike at the heart of what the machine is about. And a good example is last November, where all kinds of issues were being floated as the issue of the election. But the election was really about the war in Iraq. But you couldn't get any candidates to talk about it, to challenge it, to question it. And even now, with a very obvious mandate by the voters that put a whole new Congress into power, we're seeing that Congress back down and say, well, yes, maybe we have to let the war move forward. So you, going into 2008, you need to really be on guard for manufactured issues that are designed to keep you thinking that you've got some say in the government, while the real critical issues of the war are basically going to be both parties are completely in alignment. So you have to watch out for things like, global warming is going to be a big issue going into this next election. It's something everybody can argue about because it keeps them away from the real issue of how do we stop these wars in Afghanistan and Iraq.
And Ann Coulter will knowingly call people faggots to cause a big fracas, a big fight. Others will come out and make racial comments about Barack Obama. We'll hear more about Anna Nicole Smith and Britney Spears shaving her head. I mean, this stuff doesn't matter.
No, it really doesn't. But if you stop by any supermarket checkout and look at the magazines and newspapers that are right there on display for you to buy, and this is where you begin to realize why so many Americans are really totally clueless about what's going on inside their own government. Government's the most expensive thing you're ever going to pay for in your entire life. And you need to pay as much attention to it as you do the workings of your car or whether you've got termites in your house, and yet most people don't.
What do you see happening with 9/11 Truth?
I see that we are winning the battle for the minds of America and the world. I think it's a very small minority of people still defending the official story. I think it's just going to become that it's an accepted understanding that the government lied to us about 9/11, and together with these other emotional baggage, if you will. I think public support for the government as a whole is continuing to erode, and I think we're approaching a situation like the USSR where the government is simply going to collapse because nobody dares trust it about anything it says anymore.
Well, I agree. I see Chelcheskin things happening.
That's certainly a possibility, and all we can do is hope that it is as quick and relatively bloodless as the Ceausescu fall was as well. I certainly, you know, don't want to encourage anybody into a long, prolonged bloody revolution, but I do see the U.S. government is simply lacking the support to sustain itself for much longer.
Why do you think the corporate strategists, you know, of the 100 biggest economies, 40-plus of them are corporations with their private intelligence arms and their mercenaries? I mean, they're directing all of this. I think they really overplayed their hand. I mean, I know they like to create crises, order out of chaos is their maxim. But really, they are now, even in their own publication, saying they're panicked. Things may get even more out of control than they wanted with the economy. What do you see happening with the economy, A? And then, B, give us a quick your quick take on the global warming hoax, and then we'll go to calls.
I think part of the problem is that most of the corporations are still being run by executives who came out of the old Adam Smith school of thought, that as long as they were looking out for their own self-interest, that they were improving the system as a whole. Of course, that's not true, and John Nash proved that really what is best for the society is for everybody to take care of themselves and be thinking about taking care of the society at the same time. So I think we're starting to see that Nash point of view being proven, in that everybody taking care of their own self-interest has destabilized society as a whole to the point where very chaotic changes are not only possible, but very, very likely. Now, with regard to the issue about global warming, and I know I take a lot of negative phone calls and email on this, but being a former scientist myself and looking at the global warming issue, it's a lot of very poor science, very inaccurate science being waved around as political sales tools and corporate sales tools. You are the cause that the Earth is getting warmer, therefore you must drive a smaller car and use less gas, and we're going to track where you go and the miles and tax you for it. Or the world is being destroyed unless you vote for this or that candidate. Now, the reality is that the geological record shows the Earth gets warmer and colder in very long period cycles. We just, in geological terms, came out of an ice age. We're a lot warmer than the ice age, but we're a lot cooler than the world was at the Cretaceous period. So, first of all, it's rather arbitrary to say that right now is where the Earth should be in temperature and that anything else is bad and to be avoided. There is certainly a considerable amount of information that humans are not the cause of the Earth getting warmer, because Mars is also getting warmer by the same amount.
The sun's radiance is massively increased to record levels since they've been recording it, but that's not very long. And we know that there were once huge tropical rainforests in Antarctica.
Yeah, absolutely. The world is continually changing. And you know something, warmer weather is good for plants, including food crops. You will get larger plants and more of them. We're a world that faces a lot of starvation.
Well, I mean, here's a fraud right here, Mike. Here's a fraud. Plants will absorb upwards of 200% more carbon dioxide and then put out more oxygen. Studies have shown that tens of thousands of years ago, we had an even higher oxygen level, which shows is also good for animal life, including humans. And so they claim that just carbon dioxide's going up, and that's a lie. The plants just increase their growth rate and their health. In fact, a lot of studies show that we have an unhealthy level of oxygen, and we need that to go higher, and higher carbon dioxide will result in that.
Yeah, absolutely. The plants will simply grow larger to absorb it all. And again, this gets back to the food crops. We have massive famine across the globe. How do you feed people? You feed them with corn, with wheat, with various grasses, and they need higher temperatures and more carbon dioxide to thrive. Meanwhile, of course, the biggest greenhouse gas is methane. And there are huge amounts of methane coming up just from deep crust microbes, from termites. We actually can't control that. And above all of that, of course, as you pointed out, is solar radiation fluctuations. So this idea that humans can or even should lock the Earth into its current configuration, it is a very arrogant statement. It is not nature for the Earth to be kept in exactly the same condition. It is as artificial as AstroTurf to say the Earth will stay at this exact temperature for the rest of eternity. That's not the way it works. Earth is always getting hotter. It's always getting colder. It goes up and down in 100,000-year cycles. And back in the 70s, and I know a lot of the listeners weren't really paying attention to much of anything back in the 70s, but we were being warned of the next ice age was almost upon us. And it was the same sales pitches. If you buy this or you vote for that candidate, we will save you from the glaciers and the icebergs. And, you know, it's all about keeping everybody in the
same. By the way, the glaciers are always sloughing tens of miles every year, and they point a camera at an ice collapse. That's how they grow. The snow falls on top. It turns into ice. It pushes out and breaks off. And they show a polar bear floating on an ice float saying, look, he's going to die. No, they swim up to 200 to 300 miles, folks. They're out there hunting seals. I mean, it's just hoax after hoax after hoax.
It's all salesmanship. It's to keep people in a permanent state of fear so that they can be tricked into buying certain products.
Well, doesn't this just go back to the shaman saying, do everything I say or the sun won't come back?
Absolutely. It's exactly that same mechanism. It's just dressed up in a lot of scientific pop science talk that does not withstand close examination.
Let's take a call from Harry in Alabama. Thanks for holding, Harry. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir. I don't know what your take is on chemtrails. I haven't listened to you for very long. The only reason I'm calling is because they've been really, really, just in the past couple months, spraying North Alabama really, really heavy.
Well, let me go back and say this. People think if something's being sprayed at 30,000 feet or they see these trails, that it's for you on the ground. If they are spraying something, or if they were, that's not going to be hitting you where you're at. Let's be clear about that. Then the satellite photos show that the Earth has gotten, quote, 20% darker with more cloud cover, and that they believe that these banks of condensation trails are combining and growing. Let me ask Michael Rivero that, and certainly there's been spraying. There's been thousands of cases where they admit they've sprayed things on us. Why, up until about 1996, would I watch a trail outside disappear in a couple minutes? Why can I be in my backyard and see one there 2 hours later? Why am I seeing them at 4,000 feet in the middle of the summer? I've never asked Michael Rivero his take on this. Mike?
Well, my feeling is that all of the chemtrail photos I've seen look to be normal aircraft contrails. The so-called gridded patterns that people report, you have to remember that the air mass above you is moving slowly with the wind. And, you know, there are airplanes that fly between cities on a regular schedule, once an hour. So as the air mass is moving sideways and the planes are going back and forth once every hour, yes, you get a very nice, evenly spaced series of these contrails that are hovering there in the upper atmosphere. And depending upon the humidity and temperature conditions, these contrails can remain you know, in existence for many, many hours after the fact.
But so I've never seen stuff stay there. I mean, I remember growing up going, oh, look, and it always disappeared in a few seconds. I mean, have you seen these where they, I mean, you're in Hawaii. I don't know how it is out there. Here, I mean, it's low-flying jets and it's these big plumes, and they just sit there for hours.
Well, when you have the winds are not blowing or not a great amount of turbulence, then they can sit there. But you have to realize that anything that's being put out from an airplane, whether it's a contrail or insecticide or anything else, how long it stays there is always going to be determined by the wind flow. If there's a lot of wind, then anything they put out there is going to get blown away and dispersed very quickly. If the winds are very steady, if it's a very calm day, then whether it's a contrail or insecticide, it'll just hang there on the air for a long period of time. So you think
chemtrails are baloney?
I think chemtrails are, in every case that I have seen, is a misinterpreted contrail, yes.
But, I mean, you're a pretty well-read guy. You know about all the declassified thousands of cases of chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals just sprayed on U.S. citizens from helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft, but usually it's a Cessna doing it. You know, it's low-flying.
It's something small like that, because if you're spraying something that high up, I mean, it's going to wind up going places you don't want it to. So the spraying that has been done, and you have to remember that those sprays, the biological sprays they did like over San Francisco, those are invisible the moment they come out of the aircraft. Because, you know, if you're thinking about biological warfare or something like that, if you've got an airplane flying high, leaving a very visible trail, then all the gunners on the ground have to do is aim at the front part of that trail. So So anything that's being developed for the military is going to be invisible the moment it comes out of the aircraft in order to, first of all, not alert people on the ground that it's coming, and second, to sort of de-emphasize the potential target for the enemy to shoot at. So if you have something that's appearing out of an airplane at very high altitude and it lingers there visible for many hours, that's a very negative thing for a potential weapon system.
Well, let's jam one more in before we go to break. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. I got a little present for you, and I'm gonna mail it up to you. I was going through an old box, and I came across like 24 hours of 9/11 video.
Thank you.
From the news shows. I went through, and I just started like logging 1 hour from one of the tapes. I try to get an hour done each day, but it's very, very interesting how they were hinting about taking our rights away at the very, very beginning of that evening.
Well, we've timed it. Within 30 minutes, they were saying Bin Laden did it, to be exact, 33 minutes, all simultaneously saying it was Bin Laden on a bunch of channels. You know, that's evidence right there, Mike, how they were all, this is the New World Order, give up your liberty, things have changed. And they had all these different globalists and neocons on television instantly, Mike.
Yeah, it was all very scripted, was very organized. There really was just one source calling all the shots that was sending out these little notices to all the broadcasters. And in the case of World Trade Center 7, what I think happened is that they set a time for World Trade Center 7 to come down, and then because they couldn't get the people out quickly enough, they had to postpone it. And that's that 20-minute gap between when it was announced that the building came down.
Stay there, Tim. I want you to be able to finish up. Stay there, Mike Rivera. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Let's go back to Tim. Tim, anything else you wanted to add? I appreciate you, the listeners out there, sending us all this 9/11 footage and digging through it. Well, you say you've just watched an hour of all these tapes. I hope you'll watch them all and help us so we can get right to the clips once we get it, because I don't really have the staff to watch it all. We'll try. But watch it and then log it and then mark it with a note if you can, because who knows what you'll find in that footage.
It just seems to me like a plethora of clues if we go through it with a fine-tooth comb. Interesting thing here, when Peter Jennings was on, one of the reporters was talking. He said he's talking about the building. The building has collapsed, he says. And Peter Jennings asked him, the whole side has collapsed? Because that would be the obvious thing, not the whole building going down, but the top of it just tumbling over. It's got Pearl Harbor saying it's the worst thing than, Colin Powell. Saying that it's the worst attack since Pearl Harbor, all sorts of references to that in just the 1 hour. They talked about the lost plane at Delta. I got some of Mayor Mike White on there. There's a witness that they had that she said she heard a plane that was louder than a normal airplane, screeching and whining. She looked up and saw the one flight 93 coming down, and she does her hand at a 45-degree angle. And then they go to a news report, and they're saying that authorities were telling us that it sort of just nosed in and cut out a 10-by-10-foot wedge. So one lady said 45 degrees, and the other saying it just kind of like lifted out a little piece with the nose, which is like totally...
Well, listen, do me a favor. After you're done watching it, send it to us. But send it UPS or something where it's insured. Let us know the tracking number, and I'll send you a bunch of videos to pay for your cost. And I really appreciate your help. It's you, the listeners, that are digging all this stuff up. Thank you for the call, Tim. It's great to hear from you. Going to Michael Rivero, you were trying to finish up a point about what you think happened with Building 7 with that false start by BBC.
Well, I think what makes the most sense is that they picked a time that they were going to demolish World Trade Center 7. They set the fires for the news cameras, and they sent out the word to everybody, but the police and fire couldn't get everybody away from the building quickly enough, so they had to delay the actual demolition. And I think this is why there is a 20-some minute gap between when the news reports of the building's collapse went out and the building actually came down. That really seems to make the most sense for what we're seeing here.
And let's be clear, the debunkers are saying that, well, you're saying the firemen and police did it. No, they followed orders. They were told it's being brought down for everybody's safety. They didn't ask, well, how can they do that? They just followed orders, and that's why they're on tape saying, get back, they're going to bring it down, it's coming down. Silverstein, you know, kind of, I guess, tried to blame it on the fire department. I guess he tried to maybe hide that in plain view. Why do you think Silverstein said that on PBS?
A moment of carelessness. People say a lot of things when they're being interviewed because they're under the stress of having the camera on them. Looking back over the last several years, we have Rumsfeld, admitting that 93 was shot down, in a moment of carelessness.
He's done that twice.
They know what's, and Bush, for example, saying that he saw the first plane hit the building, even though that was absolutely an impossibility, unless he had a closed circuit feed.
Here's my point, Mike, and I want to get your take on this. It's not like we have the hypothesis that Building 7 was blown up by controlled demo and then the facts don't come out and support it. Every new piece of evidence only supports it in spades. I mean, we have a royal flush proving this.
Yeah, absolutely. Ace high. And it's, I think there is no question that the official story absolutely fails at the point of World Trade Center 7. And again, I think what's going to come out is the public at large is simply going to come to understand and accept, yes, the government lied about 9/11. We may not know all the facts behind it, but there was definitely some aspect of an inside job to this. And again, for me, it goes all the way back to Bush sitting there at that elementary school reading about goats and the Secret Service very obviously knowing they didn't have to move him or get him to any place of protection. They knew he was not a target that day. And the only way they could know that is they knew what the targets were going to be.
Yeah, that was a big screw-up by the people scripting this so we could see our leader as it happened. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.